artificial intelligence, whether you like it or you don't, it's here. And apparently AI technology has come to Bridgeport as the first city to bring these types of cameras online in a widespread way. Investigative reporter Jeff Dedarian did a deeper dive into this story and joins us now. Jeff, why is Bridgeport the only city, the only municipality that has this? It's pretty fascinating.
Yeah, it is. Hey, Melissa, good morning. Of course, thanks for having me on. I always appreciate it being with you. And yeah, that's kind of the one thing that really stood out to me, was why Bridgeport's the only one, because this program, these AI cameras that are on these buses in Bridgeport, it's all violator funded, which means that when people don't stop for school buses and they pay this fine, which is $250, that money basically helps pay for the program. It's, you know, used to pay for the equipment, the processing, etc. The company that provides all of this AI stuff, they get a piece of that, obviously. But in other words, it's not costing taxpayers money to run this program on the buses. So I'm a little bit dumbfounded at why more cities and towns in Connecticut don't have it. I asked the people at the company, you know, do you have plans to talk to other people, etc.? And they said, yes, we are talking to other cities and towns, other municipalities. I asked which ones. They said, we don't want to say yet until it's done. But that's a really good observation on your point, because it would seem like, okay, why wouldn't
it's
we
a no
have
brainer,
people
right?
Exactly.
I thought that was really, I mean, interesting. Listen, I love that Bridgeport's ahead of the curve, if you will, on this one.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's a no-brainer, Jeff. I think I was hearing a recent report about the amount of times school buses are involved in crashes and the amount of times people are violators. They just pass the school buses even when they've got the red stop sign out. I mean, it's awful. Driver behavior is proven, especially with the school buses in town. It's terrible. It's a horrible problem.
It really is. And the video from the story we aired last night, and if people want to check it out, they can just go to WTNH.com and they'll see it there. Just search AI buses. But the video we show, Melissa, is crazy, because all these people just keep going past the school buses, little kids, you know, sort of on the sidewalk or stepping onto the street. And, you know, as you know, things can happen so quickly in seconds. So when I see a bus, I treat it as an emergency vehicle. I'm so paranoid about it. I stop like a mile before. And but these cameras are amazing. They're accurate. They capture live and in real time video of the person's car, the front license plate, the back license plate, and it's time stamped with GPS coordinates. I mean, it's really sophisticated, and it's hard to argue that, you know, you didn't go through, you know, where the bus was stopped. And so for the month of October, Bridgeport had 903 citations go out. So think about
that,
right? That's 903 people who said, I see the bus, it stopped, the eight-way flashing lights and the yellow crossbar that kind of goes out in front of the bus. Those people decided, I'm good, I'm in a hurry, I'm going to go.
And those were only the ones that got caught, Jeff.
Exactly.
You know, so it's probably way, way more than the 900.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, in order for police to in order for people to get a ticket, I don't know how many people know this, but an officer has to see you going through, you know, passing the school bus. So we interviewed Bridgeport police, and, you know, they're like, look, we can't be at every single bus stop at every corner, et cetera. So these cameras are now, you know, and the camera never blinks, right? That's an old saying. So these cameras capture everything. And what happens is that it's all reviewed by three humans. So once the violation is noted, it then gets sent to the company. They have three people, not AI, not computers, that review the violation. They review the video. They review everything. And then an evidence packet is put together. Then that packet is sent to the municipality. In this case, it's Bridgeport. So a Bridgeport public official or someone in the police department will look at it and then determine if you should get the ticket. So it seems like they have a lot of good stop gaps, you know, in place to try and make sure that the people that are getting these tickets, you know, deserve them.
Wow. And again, Jeff Dedarian's here, investigative reporter with News 8. 270 buses now in Bridgeport are outfitted with these cameras. So at this point, Jeff, is this the first year they've had these cameras?
Yeah, they worked on this for a while to try and get it, you know, to get it approved and to get it on board. And then last year, Bridgeport released the police department released some stunning video of all of the people in Bridgeport that were just ignoring the buses. And then they then worked with this company to try and get things on board. And so this has kind of been a little bit of a long time coming.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they finally launched the program now, and it's on. And this is, by the way, it's on board all the buses. And this is in addition to the cameras that are inside the bus. So if people can picture it, right, you have the sides of the bus. And these AI cameras are mounted on the side. And what they do is they send out a beam, and it basically records the video in real time as people go by. So, it's always tracked back to the person who is the registered owner of the car. So let's just say you let me borrow your car today, and then I'm in Bridgeport and I decide not to stop for the school bus. I won't get the ticket as the driver. You would, Melissa would, because the cars are registered to you. So
wow.
That's how it kind of all gets tracked back to people.
Okay. You know? And again, this is only, it's only happening right now in Bridgeport, which is, that's a whole separate story. That's to me, it's astonishing. But maybe it is, Jeff, just because this is kind of brand new technology. And of course, the first question most people will say is, oh man, who's paying for all these cameras? I mean, at this point, just about a year into this new program, or I guess into the first year of this program, do we know, when you talk about the amount of citations, I mean, have they already been paid for at this point, just because it's violators' bills who are basically paying for these cameras to be active?
Yeah, I mean, we asked about the cost, and I think the cost of the cameras, run in the several thousands of dollars for each. So I think the tally is high for what it costs. But so if we just do quick math, 900 people for the month of November times, $250, $300, that's
$225,750 for those 903 citations.
Exactly. So, I mean, I think
wow.
If you do 270 buses times, 5,000-7,000, whatever the cost may be, the cost will get recouped fast. That's for sure. And, the police department, I asked them, I said, what was it before? Like, in other words, it was 903 citations for November. And, the way they categorize the tickets, they all kind of get commingled together. And it wasn't that they didn't want to give me the information. It's just within the time frame they couldn't get it. But they did say it's a huge increase because, again, you have to have a cop like on the corner,
right?
Basically seeing, like, the bus driver can't give you a ticket, and you can't call the police department and say, oh, I just saw someone, on Main Street pass a bus that was stopped. Then the police could give you a ticket. It's not how it works. So,
right, exactly. This is in real time, and it actually could give
exactly.
real solutions.
Exactly.
How do the kids feel about having the cameras everywhere, Jeff?
I mean, I think, I think it probably depends on, what kind of kid you are, right? I mean, in terms of,
Do they even notice them?
No, I don't think so. And
right?
We did speak to drivers. I spoke to a couple of drivers, and they're, they actually really welcome it because, they can only just stop and hope that people stop, but they also think about it, right? They have their hands full with the kids on the bus. So they're trying to like have eyes everywhere, trying to make sure the kids like aren't fighting and, throwing peanut butter and jelly sandwiches at one another. So this now is a helpful thing for them because they can now know that these cameras are sort of their eyes, if you will, or eyes and ears, I guess, in terms of being able to, keep the kids safe. And, I asked the bus company, the head of the bus company in Bridgeport, is this a money grab? Is this a gotcha? And he's like, it's really not. He's like, it's designed to keep kids safe. I think he's right about that.
It's a deterrent, I would think.
Yeah, exactly. And some people, I talked to some other folks and just in covering the story and people heard about it, et cetera, and social media and all that. And they're like, well, it's really high and they should get more cops out there. But that's a whole nother thing. Like, I know you've covered that they can't, every city in town in Connecticut is having trouble recruiting police officers. So, like, it's just, it's not the answer to just you can't have a cop on every corner. So this is one of the answers that, that kind of has come to light. So
be a good community member. That's really what it is, Jeff Dedery. And it'd be nice if we didn't have to have any technology or need cops to tell you, hey, stop for a school bus. I mean, just be a smart driver. Give that a shot.
Yeah.
That works.
Right. I mean, and just really quick, I had a bus driver tell me that, sometimes when people, so first the yellow lights come on, right? When there's kind of like they're extending that yellow cross gate in front of the bus. And then the 8-way flashing lights go on. But she said a lot of times what people do is when they see the yellow lights start to come on, they like speed through. They speed up through.
So
and I know
annoying.
You have kids and stuff like that. It's just, it's insane. I mean, it's just, it's crazy.
We're just so impatient, Jeff. It's crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my gosh. I don't know.
But
it's a no-brainer.
Things can just happen really. Yeah, things can happen really quickly. Think about kids getting off a bus, right? It's the end of the school day. Their parents are there. They're 5, 6, 7 years old. They want to go home and play. They want it. They're not paying attention. They're not looking. Sometimes they're not looking both ways, and they're just running out in the street. Like, it's just a prescription for disaster. It's just, you know.
It is. It is. The only thing I can hope, Jeff DeDurian, unfortunately, I mean, I do hope that people get better about it, but this has been an issue with the school buses for longer than I can even recount. But I hope that more school districts get on board with this type of AI technology. It seems like the violations alone will pay for themselves, certainly in our cities across Connecticut. So great reporting, Jeff DeDurian, per usual, but I appreciate you doing a deeper dive with us here on Melissa in the Morning.
Great. Thanks, Melissa. I appreciate you having me on. Have a good day.
Yes, thank you, and have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
You too. You too. Enjoy everything.
Thank
Enjoy
you,
your
friend.
Time off. You deserve it.
Hey,
you deserve it.
Right back at you, my friend. I appreciate you. Jeff DeDurian, investigative reporter at News 8 here on WICC. And yes, we will link Jeff's full story to his podcast on our website, voiceofct.com.